Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We would like to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to be bringing Mark Dankos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South through the auspices of their 50,000-watt station, which adds, of course, to what we're doing with both International Shortwave as well as some other conventional affiliates, as well as what we do through the Internet, through the World Wide Web. In any of these formats, you can find the Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope that you support us in the days ahead. You can, again, get to that website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. We are joined today by Dr. Jerome Corsi. He, of course, can be found at worldnetdaily.com, as well as at Thomas S. Winter's humaneventsonline.com. Dr. Corsi's name has come up time and again in regard to Constitution Party presidential politics. He certainly is one of the most influential writers and commentators you will find anywhere in the American right today. And there was a caller from New York a few minutes ago who was positing a question for Dr. Corsi, and that is whether or not the latter favors a military preemption of the government of Iran, and what he sees as either the benefits and or the risks of such a policy. Go ahead, sir. Dr. Corsi?
Yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me,
yeah.
Mark?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. What is your position in this whole situation with Iran? Do you favor a military preemption of Iran? And what do you see as the possible benefits and the possible risks of that policy? And in terms of what you believe on this subject, how does this play out in terms of Constitution Party politics as it relates to foreign policy?
Well, first, Mark, I am seriously considering accepting the draft movement that the National Veterans Coalition is launching to draft me as the presidential candidate of the Constitution Party. So I'm seriously looking at this. Now, with regards to Iran, I wrote two books, Atomic Iran and also Showdown with Nuclear Iran, which I co-authored with Mike Evans. And I have an article today on human events, and I've consistently argued that war in Iran is the worst solution, that we should not have a preemptive war in Iran. It would be a disaster. My article on human events today outlines the diplomatic efforts that we might take, points out how we created conditions where South Africa abandoned apartheid without a war, and lays out how we can continue to pressure Iran to support the freedom movement within Iran that wants to change their own government. I walked 200 miles with the Iranian expatriates after I wrote Atomic Iran on a freedom walk from the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia to, you know, the capital of Washington, D.C. It took almost 5 weeks. And we were supporting then freedom movements in Iran changing their own country without war, and I continue to support that. In terms of Iraq, I think, you know, in terms of I wanted to initially support President Bush. I did support President Bush twice, voted for him twice. I'm deeply disappointed in that. It was a bad mistake on my part to have confidence that President Bush was a conservative of any kind. The war in Iraq is, you know, we have a quick strike military that Rumsfeld created. Clinton basically cut in half, destroyed the Reagan military. That quick strike military accomplished its goal when Saddam Hussein was deposed and the statue was toppled. We ended there. We might have done what that military was created to do. I do not want to see the military occupation of Iraq continue, because I don't think that it's going to be productive, and the longer we're there, the more we're going to lose.
Yes, we'll be back. I think it boils down to what Pat Buchanan predicted 4 years ago. We would win the conventional phase and would lose the occupation. We'll be back with Jerome Corsi. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Dr. Jerome Corsi. He is a staff reporter for Joe Farah's WorldNetDaily.com. You can also find Dr. Corsi's commentary on a regular basis at Thomas S. Winter's HumanEventsOnline.com. We've been talking with Dr. Corsi in recent minutes about his views on foreign policy in the Middle East. I wanted to get back to our original caller, Joe in New York, to ask him if he had any follow-up comments or questions, and then to take another caller as well.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, Joe, I can hear you okay. Go ahead.
Okay, Dr. Corsi was breaking up a little bit. Hopefully it was just me and not the other listeners, but I think I could make out what he said, and I was very heartened to hear that, pleasantly surprised based on some things I've heard written in the past, because I certainly advocate, agree with the Constitution Party's position on withdrawing from Iraq and not getting involved in overseas foreign wars. I was a little bit concerned that Dr. Corsi had, had advocated our original attack on Iraq, but I'm glad to hear, if I understood him correctly, that, his views, hopefully it would be fair to say, have changed, which I don't think is a bad thing as long as they're changing in the right direction. So, I'm looking for a presidential candidate that would immediately withdraw our troops from Iraq and all other overseas deployments, and it sounds like Dr. Corsi is in that direction. So I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, Mark, I want to stress that everything I've written about Iran, I've written most extensively about Iran, not Iraq. But Iran, a war is not the solution in Iran. A war would be the problem in Iran. It would just intensify the problems. And we've got a lot of options. Before a war was ever considered, if Israel wants to go to war, that's Israel's decision. But I think in terms of the United States pushing a war in Iran, it's the exact wrong thing to do. And I hope that's clear, and I hope everybody heard that correctly and clearly.
Well, let me ask one follow-up question to that, Dr. Corsi. There are those who believe that Israel was the driving force behind the American decision to invade Iraq in March of 2003. There are those who, based upon the comments, public comments that have been in the Israeli media in recent months and years, who would say that Israel is the driving force behind those neoconservatives in the Bush administration and in the Congress who want to attack Iran. And based upon those things, there are a substantial number of American conservatives now coming forth. Pat Buchanan is the most publicly known, the most prominent, who are saying that the Israeli lobby has absolutely too much influence in the foreign and domestic policies of this country, and it is Israel that has managed to embroil us most tragically in this present quandary that we're involved with in the Middle East and in Central Asia. What's your take on that?
Well, I support Israel, probably more than Pat Buchanan does. But I worked with the Israeli Defense Ministry. After I wrote Atomic Iran, I was invited to come to Israel to address the Knesset, their parliament, and I did it. And I've been in constant contact with the Ministry of Defense since then. And I can tell you, even with my most recent meeting with top officials in New York with the Ministry of Defense, the Ministry of Defense in Israel does not want a war with Iran. They think it would be a disaster, too. They've urged the United States to build a diplomatic coalition to apply sanctions the same way we did with South Africa to get it to drop apartheid. Israel does not want to go to war with Iran. In terms of the Israeli lobby pushing us into Iraq, and I have no crystal ball to know why President Bush decided to go to war with Iraq. I do think there was residue from his father and Saddam Hussein trying to kill his father. He was certainly set immediately that Iraq was a target we had to attack. And now it's pretty clear that even Colin Powell has regretted pushing the weapons of mass destruction argument as hard as he did before the Security Council. I think the President Bush damaged the credibility of his entire administration by that concerted effort to pin weapons of mass destruction on Saddam Hussein, and then none were found to the extent they were billed as being there. We're not going to advance. At the end of her life, I had a chance to meet Leah Rabin, the wife of Prime Minister Rabin, who was assassinated in Israel. He was assassinated virtually within days of when I'd left Israel. I had helped to create two mutual funds for Israel when I was working in financial services. Leah Rabin, I met her at a B'nai B'rith function right across from the United Nations in New York, and she made a deep impression on me when she said that her husband had reached the point at the end of his life where he realized every death in the Middle East over, war between the Islamic forces and the Jews created another generation of hatred, where the sons and daughters of the people killed were resolved to revenge those deaths yet another time. And I think that's why Rabin, one of the greatest warriors Israel ever had, switched to trying to find peaceful solutions to these conflicts. I think that's the only direction these conflicts are going to be resolved on. I don't want to give away more land or see Israel give away more land to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, now in the looking at the West Bank, when Hamas is so determined to destroy Israel. But we've got just a war against Hamas will only expand Hamas. And that's something we've got to recognize and realize.
Would you support, at least in principle, the notion that there should be an independent Palestinian state?
Yes, I think that there. I think it's inevitable that we have to have a Palestinian state. I mean, the pressures, the force of numbers within the Middle East make it reasonable. I think Israel has accepted an independent Palestinian state. But, you know, many of the countries in my lifetime have changed. Egypt, when I was a kid in the 50s, Nasser was sworn to destroy Israel. Well, Egypt's not in that camp anymore, nor is Saudi Arabia, nor is Jordan. This destroy Israel movement is being led by Iran and the Shiites, who are, you know, created Hezbollah in Lebanon and now funding Hamas. And I've said for a long time the problem in the Middle East today is this radical Ahmadinejad regime, which has hijacked Iran and hijacked Islam. But we're not going to go to war and successfully beat Ahmadinejad. We've got to work with the people in Iran, within Iran, who want freedom in their own country and who, you know, themselves are ready to discredit this wildly unpopular Ahmadinejad regime that's been oppressive to the people of Iran themselves.
Well, one of the people in the Iranian expatriate movement in this country is a woman by the name of Shireen Nashat. She heads up an organization in Los Angeles called Sarbazan. She's been on this show before. And for people who don't know who she is, her father, General Ali Nashat, was the last commander of the Shah's Imperial Guard at the time of the Islamic Revolution. Like Prime Minister Amir Abbas Hoveyda, General Nashat was arrested after the Islamic Revolution. Like Hoveyda, General Nashat could have left Iran, secured his own safety. He did not. He elected to stay and to attempt to do whatever he could for his country. Like Hoveyda, General Nashat was not one of these people involved in creating international bank accounts for himself and his family that had millions of dollars in them and so forth and so on. And yet he, like Prime Minister Hoveyda, was tragically gunned down after what many believe, including me, was a kangaroo court trial in Tehran in April of 1979. Now, Shireen Nashat, of course, is among those who believe, as a representative of this Sarbazan organization, dedicated to the memory of the so-called members of the Imperial Iranian Armed Forces from the Pahlavi era, that the present regime, in her view, must go. And yet at the same time, I think she and others are opposed to the idea that the United States should launch a preemptive military strike against her home country. What does that leave us with, Dr. Corsi? Is it a circumstance where you believe that a combination of diplomatic negotiations and economic sanctions and supporting some people who want regime change in that country, is that the three-pronged strategy that you believe would work best?
Yes, I think there's a lot of the expatriate Iranians who have come to the forefront. There are many, many different groups, and I've been in favor and been begging the State Department to change their policy with Iran to regime change. You know, Senator Santorum, when he was in the Senate, worked hard with Senator Brownback to get money in the State Department to support these expatriate groups. If the State Department would release this money and work with the expatriate groups and the groups within Iran, they would change their own government. This Ahmadinejad regime, there's, you know, something like 30% inflation in Iran, 30% unemployment and 18% inflation. They've just raised the price of gasoline. You know, Iran is in such bad shape under the Mullahs. They're one of the leader exporters of oil in the world, but yet they don't have refineries. They have to import their own gasoline. And now they're going to increase the price of gasoline about 25% in Iran. The people are suffering. And the people would overthrow this regime if they had, you know, the wherewithal and support internationally to know that their repression wasn't going to be tolerated. It was going to be exposed. President Bush would go a long way even to give a few speeches mentioning the name of the brave patriots who are fighting for their freedom in Iran, who are in prison within Iran by the mullahs. That would be in the spirit of President Bush's second inaugural address, and I wish he would do it.
We'll be back with Dr. Jerome Corsi. I would observe that the 75 million people currently living in Iran, that over 65% of them, I understand, were not alive during the Pahlavi regime, be very interesting to see where all of those young people take that country in the days ahead. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RPN. Stay tuned.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Dr. Jerome Corsi of both Joseph Farah's WorldNetDaily.com as well as Thomas S. Winter's HumanEventsOnline.com. Dr. Corsi's been chatting with us about all kinds of things today, the Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement for North American Union. We've been talking a little bit about the Trans-Texas Superhighway and the economic and political connections of Rudolf Giuliani to certain foreign interests that have a stake in that superhighway, including Sintra of Spain and Macquarie of Australia. We've been chatting with Dr. Corsi somewhat about illegal immigration and the political suicide in his judgment of Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas for co-sponsoring S-2611. That is the McCain-Kennedy amnesty bill. Dr. Corsi has also indicated to us that he does not believe that there will be a passage this year of a comprehensive immigration reform bill because of the political pressure being exerted on the Senate and House by both the left and the right. Dr. Corsi's had some interesting things to say as well about George Bush and his support of a series of things that seem to be moving us in the direction of a police state. Dr. Corsi has a new piece at WorldNet Daily, by the way, which deals with National Security Presidential Directive 51, also known as Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20. This gets into what Mr. Bush believes are his newly found presidential prerogatives in the event of a national emergency. Dr. Corsi was also mentioning to us, of course, that he has a new piece for Thomas Winter's Human Events, which you can find at humaneventsonline.com, dealing with Dr. Corsi's latest perceptions as to what our foreign and military policy should be as it relates to the government of Iran. Wanted to mention, by the way, that I'm teaching a class tonight at Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 130 Saipan in South San Antonio. Going to be dealing with the books of Daniel and Revelation. And tonight in my lecture on Daniel, we're going to be dealing with some of the ancient Achaemenid kings of Persia that are mentioned in the scriptures, including Cyrus the Great. And this is going to be bring some of the ancient history of Iran to play in our conversations this evening at Emmanuel Lutheran, as well as some discussions of modern Iran as well. And putting a plug in for a book where I do not know the authors, but it's an excellent book, and I have purchased a copy of it. If you're interested in both the ancient and modern history of Iran, there's a book floating around out there entitled Iran, Persia, Ancient and Modern, and it is jointly authored by Helen Loveday, Bruce Winnell, Christoph Baumer, and Bijan Omrani. And again, it's a combination of history, travel log, geography, and political analysis. You'll find all kinds of things in it that pertain to the history of Iran going back to ancient Persia 2,500 years ago, as well as this current quandary in which the United States and Iran find themselves. I want to take another caller. Mark from Wisconsin, you're on the line for Dr. Jerome Corsi. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. I just want to make a little announcement. I tried to call the Senate today, and I couldn't get through. But ironically enough, I could get through on the Spanish line.
Hey, there you go. Well, I'm in a bilingual family situation, by the way. I speak only English. I'm trying to brush up my German to pass a theological German exam for my last degree. But my wife is originally from Bogota, Colombia, so she speaks Spanish and English. So I'm going to have to try that, Mark. The next time I need to reach the United States Senate, I'll tell my wife what to say, and I'll have her call the Spanish line. But go ahead.
Can you imagine the whole English switchboard is shut down and the Spanish line is open?
Yes. Well, were you calling in relation to this immigration thing?
Yes, I was. I believe this is a treasonous and traitorous act, and I believe that something really, really bad could happen with the citizenship out here. I mean, people are really, really upset about this. People see this as an end run around sovereignty for King George's New World Order.
Dr. Corsi, what's your take on that in terms of what Mark in Wisconsin has said? Do you see this whole illegal immigration thing as an end run and a shortcut to a full-blown new world order and world government? What do you think?
Well, I've been writing that the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America, which was declared in Waco, Texas, in March 23, 2005, you know, no congressional action taken on it, no law, no treaty, is a direct effort by the Bush administration to further integrate United States, Mexico, and Canada, according to the same stealth plan that was used in Europe to move from a European common market to a European community to ultimately a European Union full with the currency, you know, the Amero, which is the U.S. version of the Euro that's being proposed. All of this concerns me that the underlying agenda of the Bush administration is to force North American integration as a part of their idea of free trade, advancing globalism. And free trade is not fair trade. We've been one-sided with China. We're losing manufacturing jobs left and right. The only beneficiaries are the multinational corporations that already are past borders. And then the secondary beneficiaries are the politicians who do the bidding of those North American corporations, including President Bush, unfortunately.
We'll continue with this when we come back, both with the caller as well as with Dr. Corsi. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest today is Dr. Jerome Corsi, who is a staff reporter for Joe Farah's WorldNetDaily.com and also for Thomas S. Winter's HumanEventsOnline.com. Dr. Corsi has a new book coming out, by the way. It's a new WorldNet Daily book in preparation with World Ahead Publishing. It's entitled The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger of the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Publication date on that is anticipated for July of 2007. I would urge all of you to go to WorldNet Daily, by the way, as well as Human Events Online, for not only all of Dr. Corsi's articles on a variety of topics, but to zero in on this North American Union and this security and prosperity partnership talk in connection with that North American Union. Also, the things that he has written about this Trans-Texas Superhighway that will go from the west coast of Mexico all the way up through the I-35 corridor between San Antonio and Austin and Dallas. It'll continue into Kansas City, from Kansas City to Duluth, Minnesota, from Duluth, Minnesota into Canada. And as you look at the economic interests that are behind this development of this superhighway, it becomes abundantly clear to most of us that this is another stepping stone to the dissemination of more cheap communist Chinese and Asian imported goods into the United States. It will continue to destroy the American trucking industry and continue to destroy the manufacturing sector of the American economy. It will continue to strengthen the power of the political and economic elite, in my judgment, that runs this country and that runs the rest of us, at least up to now. And it will certainly be another stepping stone toward a full-blown world government. This is going on with the full connivance of both of the political parties, the major political parties, in my judgment, and quite clearly is going on with the full connivance of one King George W. Bush, Mr. Rockefeller Republican personified. Those are my words, not Dr. Corsi's, but that's my take on what's happening. We'll see how it plays out in the days ahead in regard to other political alternatives. Will it be the Constitution Party for conservatives in 2008? And will Dr. Jerome Corsi be the presidential candidate of the Constitution Party? Those are questions that remain to be answered. We'll see what happens as things continue to unfold. Mark in Wisconsin, if you're still there, did you have any follow-up comments or questions for Dr. Corsi?
I did. Dr. Corsi mentioned Menachem Begin, and I was wondering if he was familiar with Deir Yassin or the King David Hotel that he was responsible for blowing up and the massacre that happened to 750 Palestinian residents at Deir Yassin. I'm just wondering how we can support Israel when they're probably over 100 documented cases of civilians being killed, tortured, and forced out of their homes. And not to mention that, they've got all the nuclear weapons in the area. Everyone knows that they're the big bully in the area. I just don't see how we can continue to support Israel.
I'm just not going to go back and argue over all the ancient history with Israel. After the 1948... UN partition decision, Israel was created, and I support the state of Israel existing. I think there's room in the Middle East for Israel and a Palestinian state, and I don't see the necessity or need to eradicate Israel, so I support Israel.
Well, what's happening is Israel is eradicating the Palestinian and the Islamic people over in that part of the world. They've always had a program of extermination and forcing people out of their homes.
Okay, and we're going to disagree on Israel, and that's it.
Okay, well, if you want to check on the Deir Yassin massacre, you can go to the Jewish Virtual Library.
I've stayed in the King David Hotel. I'm aware of the history. I'm also aware of the history of the left who wants to argue that the American Revolution involved terrorist acts. I've read all that, too. I support the United States of America, and I support Israel, and that's the end of that as far as I'm concerned.
But
I think we can have a Middle East with both Israel and with a Palestinian state.
Well, so do I, but I'm wondering why you don't want to discuss the massacres of the Palestinians.
Because these become, going back in these ancient histories and discussing things that happened 50, 100, 2,000 years.
Let's talk about Lebanon,
The Middle Eastern discussions go back to 2,000 years, and we're not going to sort out that history.
Just go back to Lebanon. Three soldiers were arrested by Lebanon, and Israel invaded for, the third or fourth time, and they wiped out half of Lebanon, their whole infrastructure?
Hezbollah was created by Iran. It was created and is now been funded by Iran. It has grown within Lebanon to where it controls virtually the entire southern half of Lebanon. It does fire rockets back on northern Israel on a continual basis. I'm not sure they've even
which hit
stopped
nothing.
Yet today.
Which
if
hit
you
nothing.
Want to say that that's fine and that's right, I'm not going to argue with you on that. I'm saying Israel's a legitimate state. And forces that fire rockets on it are engaging in an act of war. And Lebanon and Hezbollah in Lebanon is a problem to freedom even in Lebanon. It's backed by Syria. It's a terrorist organization. And I think it's an organization that we need to be concerned about here in the United States as well, with Hezbollah sleeper cells in the United States. So if your arguments to support Hezbollah, we part company.
Well, let me ask you this then. Should we defend any nation that kills civilians, unarmed civilians?
I'm saying that we have had, Israel has been a democracy in the, or at least a representative government within, and we're a constitutional republic, not a democracy too. It has been a force of freedom in the Middle East. We have been closely aligned with Israel, and I support continuing those close alignments.
I
think wars that we enter into in the Middle East have to be done extremely carefully, and I don't think we should rush into any war, because these wars in the Middle East, I think Pat Buchanan is right. They may or may not be in our national interest, and that's got to be carefully weighed. I don't think we want the U.S. military going around the world in police actions, and they have to be, you know, the actions that we're involved in right now in Iraq, I think are no longer productive. I think we've got to be extremely carefully in the deployment of U.S. military. Those who want us to get involved in areas like Darfur, well, I'm sorry that that's going on in Darfur. But
we're already over there.
Situation.
The CIA's already over there.
Well,
the Mossad's
and again,
already
I think we
over
shouldn't
there.
Be in that. That's, again, another one that I don't think we have a national security interest in being involved in.
You know we're over there, though, right?
Well, I'm not sure all the places the CIA are, but it wouldn't surprise me if the CIA were involved there. And I, again, want to state, I don't think we have a national security interest in Darfur, and I don't think we should be involved. I don't think we should let the United Nations drag us in. I don't want to see the United Nations directing where the United States deploys our troops and our forces. They should be deployed by the President of the United States only for the national security defense interests of the United States itself.
Well, thank you, Doctor. And one last quick question. Who do you think benefited most from 911?
Well, I'd like to think nobody benefited from 911. And I'd like to think that it was a tragedy in every way that it occurred. And I think that the Islamic radicals who have been involved, terrorist actions of that kind or any other kind, are not representative of Islam and are even destructive to their own religion. They've hijacked Islam. I think Islam needs to be encouraged to continue going through a process of reformation in which these radical definitions or readings of the Quran are defined not to be the religion itself. The 200 miles I walked with the Iranian people who wanted freedom in their own country, who were all Muslims, convinced me that they are peace-loving Muslims who have nothing to do with the terrorists.
Thank you, Mark. As a follow-up question, Dr. Corsi, to what Mark was asking, going back to the other night when we had this Fox presidential debate on Fox News, and there was this very heated exchange between Rudolph Giuliani and Ron Paul, Ron Paul basically indicated that he felt that 911 was a direct result of blowback against an American foreign policy in the Middle East that, as I'm paraphrasing here and as I'm trying to remember the gist of what Ron Paul was trying to convey, this is not a direct quote from him, I'm saying this from memory, but it was clear that Dr. Paul felt that the interventionist foreign policy of the United States in the Middle East and the utilization of our armed forces in that part of the world and our history of using the CIA to overthrow governments that we don't like in that part of the world. And he made reference to Iran in 1953 when the CIA and the British MI6 overthrew the Mossadegh regime there. Dr. Paul indicated that there was a direct connection between that entire history and what happened in this country on 9/11. Mr. Giuliani took strenuous exception to that. The vast majority of Republican presidential candidates seem to side with Giuliani on this. What's your take? Is Ron Paul correct that what we're seeing is a massive blowback against a very ill-advised and ill-executed American foreign policy in the Middle East?
Well, I don't think we can ever justify someone's attacking the United States of America based on that we brought it on ourselves or we caused it. I'm happy if, you know, the various Islamic forces or even the radicals in the Middle East want to argue with us about our involvement in the Middle East. But I don't think it's justification for attacking us, nor do I think we brought it on ourselves.
No, I don't think Paul indicated that it was a justification. I think he was simply saying that there was a connection between the two phenomena.
Well, then it's leading in the direction of cause and effect and justification. That's where the argument's headed. And that's where the argument is typically made. What I'm saying, and also on this Mossadegh, you know, who was the prime minister in 53, overturned in a coup, the CIA was involved. Mossadegh was nationalizing Iran's oil, and it upset the British oil companies and the U.S. oil companies. You know, that issue comes up all the time in discussing Iran's foreign policy with regards to Iran. Now, Madeleine Albright even apologized for that event. As far as I can see, it didn't make any impact on the Iranians whatsoever. I mean, it's again another one of these issues where we try to go back and sort out these ancient histories, which are largely irrelevant, just get used by one side or another as justifications for today's current positions that they want to take. I mean, you know, the Mossadegh incident was unfortunate, but in 1953, and the vast majority of people thinking about it today weren't even alive then. The issue with Iran is that we've got to deal with Iran right now. And Iran right now is pursuing nuclear weapons, and the Ahmadinejad regime is an extremely dangerous regime. If we leave it in place, the two books I wrote ultimately end up in the Samson option, which is Israel will come to a point when Iran has nuclear weapons or is about to, where Israel attacks Iran on a preemptive strike to prevent a nuclear attack over Tel Aviv. I think that's going to be a disaster. I think that's the worst thing that could happen. It's a very unpredictable war, could easily escalate into a regional conflict. We've got troops in the region that could be killed in these compounds, even by a conventional Shahab 3 missile attack. And we've got to be working overtime, diplomatically, to have the people within Iran moderate, reform, or change this Ahmadinejad government, which I think the people in Iran overwhelmingly want to do.
Well, yeah, and of course, you know, that remains to be seen. I don't have any demographics in front of me or any random sample scientific surveys that would show exactly how many Iranians, you know, want to depose this current regime. And I would assume that it's a significant number. I just don't have the qualitative data in front of me. But in relation to this whole business of the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the Middle East and in Central Asia, if we are going to insist that Iran, which is a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, that Iran should not have a nuclear program that has a military applicability, are we not then forced into a situation where we would have to hold Israel in particular and India and Pakistan secondarily to the same standard that we're insisting should be applied to the Ahmadinejad regime?
Well, you've got it. Difficult situation with proliferation in general, and I think that Iran pushing for nuclear weapons, you've now got this, you know, this whole Middle Eastern cooperation group that includes Saudi Arabia and the UAE pushing for discussions of how the various countries can go nuclear. It's a dangerous situation. Up till now, three major countries in the region, India, Pakistan, and Israel, that are nuclear, with weapons, have not been actively threatening their neighbors, with the exception of Pakistan and India, threatening each other. And for additional regimes in the area to get nuclear weapons, just, you know, in terms of the likelihood that a war would occur, exponentially increases the risk. So I think, you know, in general, we should do everything we can to disarm all the countries. I think Ronald Reagan was right in pursuing strategies even to, you know, disarm the United States with nuclear weapons. If we could achieve that worldwide, it would be a step forward. We certainly have got to hold the line and try to have no further nations join the nuclear weapons crowd. It's just dangerous. The more the countries that get nuclear weapons, the greater the chances there'll be war.
Yes. Interesting quandary, which I think will come up again and again in terms of these presidential debates. And I think we're right back again to this whole issue of the fact that when it comes to nuclear non-proliferation and the whole question of foreign policy related to Iran and what this country's stance should be in regard to the Zionist state of Israel, that I think this will continue to be a dividing line just within the American right. Between the folks like Pat Buchanan on the one hand and Michael Collins Piper and so forth, and then folks on the other who have historically a more pro-Israel, pro-Zionist orientation. Let me then, we've got in the minutes that remain, Dr. Corsi, on the show, keeping in mind we've got at least one commercial break left and only 10 minutes to go. Let's assume that you are the Constitution Party's nominee for president. I first wanted to ask you to make sure that this is accurate information. Wikipedia, in an article on you, indicates that Howard Phillips asked you to run for president on the Constitution Party line. Is that accurate?
Howard Phillips was the first one who brought the issue forward to me. It's accurate. We had a lunch together months ago, and Howard raised the issue with me if I would consider it. I think the real seriousness of my consideration came with the National Veterans Coalition approaching me subsequently and saying they wanted to draft me as their candidate for the Constitution Party, and that's when I really began to take it seriously.
Yes, and if you were to be nominated, and I'll go out on a limb and say that certainly in terms of your name recognition and your clout on the American right, I think it's a probability that you would be. I wanted to ask you what the two or three biggest issues would be that you would emphasize in a presidential campaign in 2008. Well, this is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll ask Dr. Jerome Corsi to address that when we come back. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Back
This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Guest today has been Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily and also of Tom Winter's HumanEventsOnline.com. Dr. Corsi's work in a variety of arenas is printed at both of those sites on a regular basis. We've been chatting about all kinds of things today, going all the way from policy related to Iran and Israel and so forth, to the whole question of the North American Union and the Trans-Texas Superhighway, and this whole issue of illegal immigration. Will it destroy the Republican Party? Dr. Corsi seems to believe that there's a strong likelihood that it will. We'll have to see how this plays out in the next 2 years. Getting back to something that I was talking about earlier in the show, Mark Weber of the Institute for Historical Review will be with me tomorrow. We're going to be chatting about the Giuliani-Ron Paul exchange back almost 2 weeks ago now in the Fox News debate. We're going to be speaking and talking about this whole issue of blowback. Is the United States' current quandary in the Middle East largely historically because of its support of the Zionist state of Israel? And are we getting into a situation where that quagmire is about to expand in terms of a war with Iran? Those are some of the things we'll chat about tomorrow with Mark Weber. Dr. Corsi, and as we've got just a couple of minutes to go here, let's assume, just for the sake of argument, that you are the Constitution nominee for president. What would be the two or three issues that you would particularly emphasize in a presidential bid?
Well, I've identified six issues with the National Constitutional Party that, and by the way, constitutionparty.com or the Veterans Coalition, which is nvets.org.
nvets.org, okay.
And joining the Constitution Party through the veterans, whether you're a veteran or not, through nvets.org costs $20 instead of $35. It's been reduced. People should be aware of that. I've identified six issues that I care about. I think are key to a presidential run. One, we've got to secure our borders. Two, we've got to have a strong national defense, going back to a Reagan-style military, not involved in actions that don't involve our national security directly. Three, enforce the laws to punish employers of illegal aliens. Four, eliminate the taxpayer subsidies and social programs that illegal aliens are depending on. Five, we've got to become energy independent within 5 years. And six, we've got to have a constitutional tax system that would eliminate the federal personal income tax and the IRS. I think those are the six most pressing issues I've identified and presented to the Constitution Party.
Those are very, very six central issues, certainly. Just as one additional one, how do you feel about the Federal Reserve Board?
Well, again, I think that that's part of what needs to be examined. I'm not sure it was constitutionally developed to begin with. There are several of those amendments. I've watched Russo's film. I think it's excellent. There are several of those amendments. I'd like to go back and find out if they were truly ratified or if they were just jammed through. But I'd like to see the Federal... We don't need the Federal Reserve. We can go back to greenbacks, same way John Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln do.
Dr. Jerome Corsi, thank you for being on Mark Dankoff's America today. You can find Dr. Corsi's writings at joefarasworldnetdaily.com, also at Thomas S. Winter's humaneventsonline.com. I'll be posting a show description with Breaking All the Rules news with links to all of Dr. Corsi's articles as well as his autobiographical resume. Thank you so much for being on. We'll be following the events in your life and in the Constitution Party in the days and weeks and months ahead. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off today from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you. See you tomorrow at 7 a.m.
A message for all home.